I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. And I know we say it every week, but awesome week to be doing a show. Awesome day to be doing a show. Longest day of the year, summer solstice, first day of summer. And Nolan and I are pumped about this one because we've got the London series, Cubbies Cardinals. We've got the high-flying Cincinnati Reds that we made the projection on the curtain call there 2 weeks ago. We asked about who the best, biggest mover would be in a division. Happens to be the Reds, so we'll be talking about that. Garrett Cole's interesting finger wave last night during the Mariners and his start. So, you know what, who knows where it'll take us, but it's going to take us all across the board. So as always, we thank you for being with us, Dirtbag Nation. We can't do it without you. You know, we do it for you. And that's what it's all about. That's what being a dirtbag is all about. So before we kick it off, as we always say, check out our friends over at Rip Grip Pro. That's ripgrippro.com. Tress Sullivan and his team. Great training aid for hitters. Getting that palm up, palm down sensation. It's a small little device. It's seamless. You don't even know. It slides over the fingers. But what an impact it'll make into your hitting overall and part of your hitting program. And, of course, always the rope trainer as well. And you can find that and find more information about that right on our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. And you can find Dirtbag merch. You can find whatever you want. We've got new USA baseball t-shirts, Canadian baseball TV, t-shirts, regular Dirtbag t-shirts, and more. So follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Please go over there and subscribe to us because that's where we have educating, empowering videos on a variety of different subjects within the baseball world. And right now we're doing the mental agility program for players, parents, coaches, scouts, agents, and organizations in general. So it's a good one. I'm on with Robin Gargano and Anne-Marie Lafferty from L4 Living. That's what they do for a living, and they're fantastic. So be sure to go over to YouTube and check that one out. Hey, get that favorite drink, settle in, because we're going to be right back in here and we're going to be getting after it, Dirtbags.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327 or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Nolan, first day of summer. Baseball's full bloom. Where do you want to get after it?
Yeah, let's start out with those high-flying Reds, man. 11 straight. Obviously, longest winning streak since 1957 when they won 12 straight games. You're talking about a team that's clicking on all cylinders and just got back the Canadian boy, Joey Votto. Joey Votto, of course, first game back, man, he said prior to coming back, he's like, listen, I don't want to come back and just be a guy on this team. I want to come back and actually play and be at full 100% ability of myself. And in his first game, I mean, he didn't miss a beat. 2-for-3, hits a bomb. Obviously he's been one of the catalysts for Cincinnati for basically my entire lifetime. And I mean, he's just one of those guys that obviously comes into the room and you're going to get that leadership factor. And especially with such a young team like Cincinnati has, obviously the other day, they just DFA'd, Will Myers. So, I mean, that's one of their highest contracts on the books. That's now going to be off of the books, obviously after the year's done, because I doubt anybody will claim off of waivers. But you're looking at it, man. It's just like they have everything rolling right now. Abbott obviously let up his first run today off of the against the first batter, Brenton Doyle, who had a leadoff home run, and that broke up his scoreless streak to start out his major league career. But either way, you're looking at that team, man. Right now, that is just a bunch of young kids that are hungry and just grinding out wins.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to get out of the way right now, Nolan. And you know, I'm so happy for David Bell. He's gone through such turmoil, but I'm proud of the ownership as well in Cincinnati for sticking with him and realizing the situation that he was in. Not making excuses for him, but taking ownership, true ownership, and recognizing that the manager was in that situation. So if he can stay to it and stay calm and stay consistent, he deserves to be there at least for the start of the good times. And right now, it looks really, really good. Obviously, we're talking about the last 15 games and stuff like that. But, man, they are moving. They are shaking. And Joey Votto is the right leader for that team. It's always easy to say that about a team and a leader. But let's be honest. He's been there his whole career, 2007, MVP. He says it, and when you watch his interview, if you haven't seen his interviews, Dirtbag Nation, you need to Google them or go to MLB, and you need to look them up, seriously, because there's a guy that is as passionate as anybody can be about the city, the team, his teammates, and what it means to be the consummate professional. He is a dirtbag through and through. He says it straight up. I love this game. I love this game, just like you hear Nolan and me always say it, because that's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, can't you feel it when he talks, Nolan? Like you feel truth and honesty, and I'm going to follow you. I may not even be a Cincinnati Red fan, but I'm going to follow you because I want to see the journey because I believe in what you're saying.
Here's the thing. As a Cardinals fan, I hate to love Joey Votto, right? Because you know Joey Votto is just, like you said, I mean, man, he's going to give it his all every single game that he's out there. Obviously, Canadian boy, you got to root for the Canadians with us being Canadians. But you're just like, man, this guy, just no matter what he does, right? And he stayed loyal and he stayed true to the Cincinnati Reds, like all the way throughout. And he could have very easily asked for a trade at more or less any point during his tenure with the Reds. Like, I can't remember. I think 2011 was the last time they made the playoffs. So you're looking at it, man. It's like they haven't had success for such a long period of time. Like, I'm excluding the 2020 COVID year. Obviously, they made the playoffs that year. But still, man, you're looking at it and you're like, this Reds team right now, all things considering, David Bell obviously leading that ship. And like you said, man, you got to give credit to upper management for not pulling the trigger too fast on him. Obviously, he comes from a great family, knowledgeable baseball family, all that stuff, right? But you're looking at him, man. That guy's been there for a while now. He's had success this year, finally, with a good young team. And like you said, you got to give upper management credit for just sticking around with him because he has not had a lot of guys in that organization since he's been there that have been all-star caliber players, right? Like, I mean, they had the pitching staff. Yes, absolutely. But in the grand scheme of things, you're looking at the overall lineup that he's had to deal with for the past 6 years or 5 years, however long he's been there type of deal. And you're like, man, they went out, tried to get a Mike Moustakas, tried to get a Nick Castellanos, tried to get a few other pieces. Obviously, they had their little strings of success, but it's not like they were successful all the way throughout their Cincinnati Reds career. Now, obviously, Nick Castellanos, the year prior to going over to Philadelphia, so 2021, he had a great bounce back year, but he also had the opt-out after it, and he opted out, right? So you're looking at it, man. You're like, this guy realistically has not had that caliber of lineup to the point where he has now. And, I mean, the young kids, man, they just came up and they just started balling.
Yeah, absolutely, right? They made it touching on Votto one last time. He says it straight up. I'm not coming back expecting anything. I've been watching this team. I see how good they are, how passionate and how much dedicated and how bad they want it. I have to earn my spot. That's above a borderline Hall of Famer that's coming and saying that. I'm going to do what I've done every single day of my life. I'm going to earn my spot on this team where I'm not going to play. That's leadership. I also like the little things like what they got, Spencer Steer for, the Molly trade. I think it was.
Yeah.
Nothing flashy at the time, nothing expected. Just going to right now, it's looking like a really, really good trade. Almost like your Pablo Lopez for, Luis Arias this year. Right. It just looks like a really good trade both ways. And so just little things like that is just, it's fun. You see Ellie De La Cruz, hardest hit ball in what, the second or third game he played or whatever in that stat cast this year or whatever. Matt McClain, the list goes on. Bottom line is, hey, a little pat on our backs. We made the call 2 weeks ago or whatever and stuff like that. We don't always get it right or whatever and that, but there was just something about this team that if you haven't been paying attention to them, you really need to start paying attention to them. The last point I'm going to make, Nolan, we can move on if you want to, is I'm disappointed. I actually watched some of their games this week because of Votto coming back. The crowds, I'm disappointed. The crowds aren't there. There's a team that has gone from fourth to first in the NL Central in 15 days. Now, I realize when you lose that long, you're not faithful or you're not trusting or you're nervous or whatever it is. But I'll tell you what, if you're in the Cincinnati area and you're not going and watching that team, you're wasting time. You're wasting away. You need to be over there and you need to be watching because there was all kinds of seats available. And that was disappointing to see that. So,
well, you think about it too,
wherever
right?
Wherever you want
to
go.
Cincinnati, you got the Bengals there, obviously. And I mean, the Bengals prior to Joe Burrow coming in there, his second year and really establishing everything, you're like, man, no one was showing up to these Bengals games either. Like Cincinnati, they got loyal fans. They just need to be loyal towards it, right? But I mean, you're looking at it too, like Tampa Bay, you want to jump down
right?
there. You want to jump down at teams that don't show up when their teams have success. Tampa Bay is still the prime example, right? Tampa Bay just rolls out wins after wins after wins, and yet no one's showing up to their games, man. It's actually insane to think about. But Cincinnati, I mean, that's the one thing. When they have an actual team, fans will show up. I got faith over the next couple of weeks that those fans, they're going to start coming in droves, and it's just going to be a rocking atmosphere.
So. I really do. I think so, right? They're starting to feel the energy, and you hit the nail on the head, right? It's blue collar town, man, and that's the mentality. Hey, you got to put your work boots on, one boot at a time, one lace at a time. You strap them up, and you got to show us you're going to get after it every single day. Well, that group of guys, and hearing Votto talk about it, and again being that leader to pump it, you're starting to see it. You're starting to feel it. And it's great, man, because you hit the nail on the head. I think it's 2012 was the last time they led the NL Central. That's crazy, man, how time gets away on you, how fast and how fickle it can be in the professional sports world and how competitive it is to win and win and win. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back with the second segment here in a second.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, want to talk about the London series now?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously this weekend you got the Cardinals versus Cubs over in London, England. First time since 2019 that the event will be hosted there. So basically what's happening this time around is they're pushing back the fences a little bit. Obviously, the last time that it was played there was an absolute slugfest. So the reason it's still the Cardinals and Cubs is because they were the second teams that were supposed to be going over there back in 2000. Obviously got pushed back due to COVID. Then flight restrictions and whatnot over the past couple of years pretty much delayed what was happening there. And then, yeah, obviously last year they said, yep, it's going to be full go. We can get this thing going again. So, yeah, I mean, this weekend coming up, you got the Cardinals and Cubs starting bright and early on the Saturday, Sunday. I mean, man, those are two teams, obviously, right now this year that aren't having a heck of a lot of success. The Cubs, as of later, have more success. The Cardinals, obviously, on a four-game win streak, so it's like, okay, a little bit of a pat on the back there. But you're looking at it in the grand scheme of things, man. It's just been a real tough year for both teams. And you're like, eh, I don't know how to get overly excited about this one. But either way, I mean, man, like last time the games were played over there, huge slugfest between those teams. I think there was, what, 16 home runs or something like that in the two-game series.
Now, the
Yeah, now the weird thing to me is, obviously, we kind of talked about this off-air, like, the Cubs finished their game at 1 o'clock. The Cardinals finished their game at 7 o'clock. Cubs finished their game at 4 o'clock today. And, yeah, the Cardinals won't finish their game until 7 o'clock. All of a sudden, you got to hop on a flight, fly over the pond 6 hours, 6.5 hours, right? By the time you're getting in, you're going to be jet-lagged and whatnot. I don't know how that's going to affect the players come Saturday morning.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous, like I said to you, right? There's no need for that. You know this series is going on for a year. You and I talked about meeting up in London, me flying over. I've actually got a player over here in France, their big nation, that he's going to go up and meet up with his former German teammate, and they're going to watch the series. I've got a quick shout out to one of my catchers over here, a 17-year-old kid from where I'm coaching and training in the club. And he's in London. He went there on Monday. And so he's training all week with the MLB as one of 90 European under U18s that got invited to train and then obviously meet the players and meet the teams and get to watch the game and stuff like that. And one other parent of a young kid that we coach is he's a videographer that's over there. And on behalf of MLB too. So pretty cool sidebar of things that you don't expect. And again, just a quick shout out for them, but the bottom line is back to the timelines, Nolan, you're exactly right. That's inexcusable by MLB. The Cardinals are playing at Citi Field.
No, Nationals Park right now.
Play at 1 o'clock. Nationals Park. Yeah. Sorry. Get the game going at 1:05, quit messing around, and get them on a plane at the same time as the Pirate or the Cubs and get them there. Tomorrow's got to be, it's not a relaxed day. It's basically a promotion day, right? Mm-hmm. So even though they're not training, they still got to get up. They still got to smile for the cameras and do everything else, right? Players can kind of get away with it, and you can all sit there and go, oh, well, you expand it, they take advantage of it, and don't give me this because they play one game a week stuff. No. They do it right. MLB, be smarter, be better for your players, for the game of baseball. You just had a tremendous World Baseball Classic. Now you got the London Series. Two iconic teams, whether they're playing well or not, fans over here don't care about that. They care about finally getting to be able to see MLB baseball or MLB baseball on European soil. So do right by your players.
Yeah. And I mean,
so then the next two teams are excited to go, right?
Yeah, and the right now the talks are that there's going to be possible expansion of the European series to include cities in Germany and obviously cities in France as well, which, I mean, that'd be huge. So basically what they're talking about is Paris, obviously, for France is going to be kind of like the first spot that they go into. That'd be huge for, obviously, you're over there. So you got Pouk, which is one of the teams over there, Paris University Club. And, I mean, like, if they pump money into that, all of a sudden it could open up the doors for expanding what they could do over there. I'm talking Pouk and obviously for the French league as well. But you're looking at it, man.
And
stuff like that, right? Like, that's the way it should be. Obviously, football has had success. You're looking at an NHL now this year, I think, is going to Switzerland, if I'm not mistaken. And they're doing, no, Sweden for a few games. I know most of Northern Europe, they're kind of trying to get in a few different games in a few different cities and whatnot. But either way, you're looking at it and you're like, man, that's the way it should be, right? Obviously, MLB did Mexico. They've done Mexico a couple of times now. They had success down there. London obviously had success. But in the grand scheme of things, man, if you're trying to promote the game and everything like that, and Great Britain's obviously coming off a fantastic run at the World Baseball Classic. I get it. They didn't necessarily do too much. But just in terms of growing the game over there, for what they did, like that impact on it, I'm saying, was huge for the sport.
Sure.
Right? So, I mean, that's just moving it forward even that much more. So, I mean, stuff like that, they come in, they renovate a field, or do whatever the heck they got to do to it. I'd imagine they'd probably play at... I'm drawing a blank on what the name of the stadium's called in Paris, but where Paris Saint-Germain plays in soccer, like in the football league there.
Yeah.
You're like, this is the way that it should be. Because you're going to these massive cities, you're drawing huge interest from worldwide people that don't get to see these games on a regular basis, right? That's a six-hour time zone difference. So it's not like these fans are staying up until... And I'm just saying on the East Coast, right? All of a sudden, you're looking at the West Coast people, then that's all of a sudden a nine-hour difference, right? You don't get too many guys that can stay up and watch a Mike Trout and a Shohei Ohtani playing against a Mookie Betts and a Freddie Freeman, right? The Battle of Los Angeles.
Yep.
They can't justify staying up 9 hours just to watch that game. They can maybe wake up and see that game at the back end of it, but it's too tough for them.
That's the start of the game. Mm-hmm. 9 hours for the start of the game, right? You know, you're 100% right. And you've got 30 teams. You could have every team, you could have 15 games through a season, all spread out through the season. And you could go to different locations. And the reason I bring that up is because us being Canadians, the American listeners out there in the Dirtbag Nation, if you're never over here in Europe, and this is the only reason I know it and I'm aware of it, because I am over here for 6 months every year or whatever, 7 months. And they're like Nolan just said, they're not staying up to watch that stuff. It's difficult to watch live baseball. So they watch it on YouTube. They watch highlights and that's it. And that's not really learning the game. That's not really learning the game. So I'm working with players all the time on it and stuff like that. And I ask them all the time, and they're like, no, I never really get to watch a game unless we go to the U.S. in the summertime or went to Toronto in the summertime. They don't really get to watch it. So that's what I'm saying. They could do it every year, one weekend a year with your opponent and go to Germany, go to there's good fields in the Netherlands. Italy's got good fields. Sinar is another place here in Paris, Nolan, that you know obviously has the turf already. They'd have to build the stands and build all that stuff for it. But you know, you could play different places, absolutely, and you need to play different places. So you get that exposure. You get that week of training for these kids just to get to see these players in life, in real action. That's how it's going to evolve and develop and grow and get excitement, just like the World Baseball Classic. But you're right. I mean, yes, logistically, it's a challenge. There's no question about it. It's not easy. The players have to buy in. But I think, I really honestly think, Nolan, and you finish this segment up once I'm done, I think the players would buy in. I think the way they had the energy for the World Baseball Classic, that they would buy in. Yes, it's exciting when it's played in your home country. But if you ask Team USA if they had to go and play in Japan next year or the next time the World Baseball Classic or South America or whatever or not, they might be a little bit disappointed because they love playing in front of their home fans initially. But I guarantee you they would do it because they'd want to feel that energy. They'd want to have that experience. What are your thoughts?
No, same as what you just said, right? So, I mean, everybody initially that would play on one of the North American teams, right? Team Canada, Team USA, predominantly made up of major league, minor league guys that might not necessarily have ever gone out of the country, right? Outside of coming up to Canada or Mexico or one of these places, right? But you're looking at it, man. Like, that is a huge growth for the game, and especially since majority of major league teams now are made up of guys from all across, like, I'm saying predominantly it's still our side of the world, but still, like, it's made up of a bunch of guys that have different nationalities and everything like that. And so for them to just go and get a play in one of these various countries and get to see what it's like on this side of the world, see how these fans actually appreciate baseball and stuff like that, I think it's huge for the game. You're looking at it too, right? So here's the thing. Victor Wembanyama, however you pronounce his last name, the number one NBA draft prospect from France, right? Like, NBA's growing, obviously. Huge European market. Football now, all of a sudden, huge European market because they've been coming over to Europe. Baseball's got to do the same thing. Right? Hockey's always been a huge European market, so it doesn't matter. But baseball needs to do the same thing, man. You got to get the best players from all around the world. And they got to all come to one place, and that's the MLB, right? So we'll be right back here after the break to talk about the curtain call questions.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile, unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer, new customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line, tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolly, time for the curtain calls and a rant and rave tonight, too. Back at that one. So, hey, what Perry Minasian comes out, believe it, don't believe it, Shohei Ohtani stays long-term, or was it just an act by Minasian because he doesn't want to talk about it, the trade of Shohei Ohtani potential?
Right now, you got to believe it because the Angels are 8 games above 500. Right? It's not like they're a bad team. They've been playing good baseball recently, obviously on a hot stretch. They need Mike Trout to get back to basically his career norms in order for them to really make that strong push to get over the hump and actually make it into the playoffs for the first time in 8 years. But right now, I mean, I got to believe it. I don't think the Angels are going to trade Shohei Ohtani. Unless, yeah, the wheels absolutely fall off. And then in which case, they're going to get back the greatest haul of all time for a half-year rental player.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, while we talked about what that contract probably looks like last week on it, right? So, yeah, I thought it was interesting that it came out today, but like your thoughts on it, for sure. It's a delicate tightrope that Minasian's got to walk, for sure. So, Cole, I don't know if you saw it last night or not, Nolan. Wagging his finger. Turns out to be at Scott Service, the manager, because I guess he was doing a little chirping. And all the quotes, you know, didn't understand what he said, and I didn't say anything back, and I didn't see anything out of the Seattle corner. That was just Garrett Cole talking. Like it, dislike it, love it. So what happened, Dirtbags, is after the seventh inning, he strikes out the side, and what was it, Cabello playing some games on him or whatever and stuff like that. So he buzzed the ball over his head and to the backstop, and then he ended up striking out the side. Like it, dislike it, love it.
No, I mean, here's the thing, right? If you're going to talk smack to a guy throwing 99 miles an hour, and especially a guy as fiery and as, like, well, that just has the pedigree and the career resume that Garrett Cole has, you got to understand he can get away with some of this stuff. Like, it's not like he's just some Joe Blow who just came up 2 weeks ago. Like, he's former Cy Young winner Garrett Cole. He's former World Series winner Garrett Cole. He's $300 million man Garrett Cole. Like, if Garrett Cole is going to do something, he's going to do something, right? Now, I'm a little bit surprised that he didn't just intentionally plunk the guy. But at the same time, like, I got no problem with him walking off the field wagging his finger. Right? Like, if you're going to talk to smack, you got to back it up. And Garrett Cole is one of those guys that he's walking in there and his chest is puffed out. Like, he's not afraid of nobody.
Yeah. I mean,
so
no
for
question,
him,
man.
For
I,
him
I
walking
love,
off the field, yeah, no, I was all in favor of it.
Yeah, I loved it. The ball that he bust over the head wasn't close, but at that point, I think he had four strikeouts in a row. That ended up being the fifth one when he struck him out a pitch later. And I liked it because, like you said, that guy this year, you talk about your prototypical ace on a staff. You got to get the job done. So this is 7 starts after losing streaks. They've won this season alone. He's, I think, 4-0 out of them with a 2-and-change ERA after losing streaks. That's an ace, man. That's a guy that takes that $300-plus million that you talked about, Nolan, and is getting the job done this year. A little bit like Clayton Kershaw when it comes to the playoffs, unfortunately, but getting the job done, stopping losing streaks, doing the things that ace pitchers should do.
Well, there's
so
reason,
I loved it.
There's
I
a reason why it. You said that he was going to be your Cy Young for the year. Like, the dude's legit.
Yeah.
But
I just felt something this year. And I mean, hey, he's not there. He's looking really, really good. I mean, but McClanahan obviously is looking really, really good too. So it's not going to be an easy one. So, all right, Nolly. Love this one. Came in. Obviously, they were mad last week because we didn't have a weekly rant or rave on the Cardinals from Nolan McNabb. Rant or rave, Cardinals letting Skip Schumacher go to the Marlins over putting him in Arlie Marmol's position as manager of the Cardinals.
Yeah, just stupid. Just absolutely stupid. Skip Schumacher, obviously, great Cardinal, man. Like, his stats with the Cardinals weren't great. But Skip Schumacher did everything that you asked of him. He was the Cardinal way back in the day. I get it. Arlie Marmol came up through the system. Yeah, he's been with the organization for 16 years or whatever the heck it's at now, 17, 18 years maybe. But end of the day, dude, never played in the MLB. Dude's always been a coach, and he's always ruffled the players' feathers wrong, in my opinion. Like, especially with the stuff that came out with Tyler O'Neill, especially the stuff with Wilson Contreras, 1 month into Wilson Contreras being signed to a five-year contract. Skip Schumacher, look at him, man. He had success with the San Diego Padres, obviously, as a bench coach. The Cardinals comes over, bench coach, another winning season. Then all of a sudden goes down to Miami. Miami's fantastic this year. Like 42-32 at the time of the recording. Not a lot of people would have had Miami as a 10-game above 500 team. And Miami's going to be very interesting to see what they do come the trade deadline. Because that's a team that has pitching, pitching, pitching. And what's the one thing that always dominates the trade deadline? Pitching. So was I disappointed to see Skip Schumacher go and get a job somewhere else? Absolutely, because I thought Skip Schumacher was going to be the next Cardinals manager. Genuinely thought it. I thought, okay, Arlie Marmol's gone. That's why we brought in Skip. It makes perfect sense. Now I'm seeing him have success, and I'm seeing Arlie absolutely fail with the Cardinals. So, yeah, no, this is a rant week. That's for dang sure, man. I hate seeing a guy that we let walk out the door have success elsewhere.
I'm going to jump in on a rant with that one, too, and stuff like that. I'm going to be delicate as part of this Dirtbag Baseball Nation, but sometimes you don't fix what isn't broken. And that's the Cardinal way. I realize that maybe somebody was in that head office, you know, Bill DeWitt Jr., you know, you know what, maybe it's always been like this. Maybe we got to look for something different. Maybe we got to do something different. You know what? No, you don't. That's where you take ownership and you say, get out of my office. I'm not doing it because 75 years of success basically has proven that we don't have to. The reason I say that is because you just touched on it briefly, Nolan. I was watching them play the Blue Jays the other night, and they didn't say anything about the Cardinals' way. But you could tell it was the Cardinals' way because they talked about the players on that Marlins team. They have an expectation now of themselves and their teammates each and every day what they have to be accountable for. They have an understanding of what that is, a clear vision, a clear culture. And that was basically what the broadcasters were saying. Not in those words. Those are my words, but along those lines. And if you know the Cardinals, there is the Cardinals way. And that's what he brought to them. Like you said, 10 games over 500. Yeah, they lost to the Blue Jays 2 out of 3 or whatever and stuff like that. But they, again, good baseball overall. What's amazing about that, Sandy Alcantara is 2-6 right now, and they're still 10 games over. So imagine if he gets things corrected. Hey, Braves, Philadelphia, New York, pay attention. You better get things moving, and you get better get things moving fast, because that team looks good. But more powerful than that, they are understanding and learning. When you have expectations, clear vision, and a clear culture, what you are capable of doing as a club. St. Louis, very poor decision. No disrespect, but very poor decision. I think you looked at it, listened to outside noise, and went with it. And now it's biting you in the backside, and it should be. And it, not that it should be biting you. It's biting you in the backside. So learn from it. Next time, stand up for yourself and say, no, we're just fine the way it is, please. We don't need outside noise telling us who we need to hire, what we need to hire. That's part of the privilege of being an owner in a major, a professional sports league. You have that right, whether the rest of the league likes it or they don't like it. I think it caught the Cardinals. I think they're just having to deal with it. And it is what it is. And here's one for you, Nolan. It's roll back the clock time. Lance Lynn, 16 Ks. Thoughts? Excitement?
Yeah, I mean, ties the Chicago White Sox record. With 16 Ks, the most in a start. 114 pitches, the most in a start this season. But you're looking at it, man. 33 swing and misses, the most in the majors. And tied for the fourth best since the pitch tracking era started in 2008. Obviously sets new career highs for himself. And I mean, with the year that he's been having, he's just been terrible. For the Chicago White Sox, no two ways about it. He really has. He entered Sunday's game with the second worst ERA with a 6.75 ERA. Obviously, I mean, they end up losing the game 5-1 to the Mariners. But still, though, you're looking at it, man. Like Lance Lynn, dude, that's just the good old-fashioned bulldog pitcher up there. I loved Lance Lynn when he was a Cardinal. He was good, man. Obviously, he has that 1 year of just terrible. Terrible stats when he was at the Yankees. Goes down to Texas, obviously, fantastic player. Traded for Dane Dunning. I mean, this year, yeah, he hasn't been his usual self. But you're looking at it, man. 16 Ks, 7 innings, 114 pitches. Just get out of my way. Let me do my thing. And he just mowed through, guys, man. You love to see stuff like that, especially out of the old school workhorse pitchers. Like, he just went up there and he bullied guys. He had everything working, man. 16 Ks, that is damn impressive.
Isn't baseball an awesome sport? Because you truly never know what you're going to get every single day, wherever you are around the major leagues, whether you're just watching it on TV or going to the game live. Isn't it unbelievable what could happen any given game? Like, it just amazes me. It just blows me away. And there's another example. The old bulldog turning back the clock. 16 Ks, like, wow. I'll tell you. I look at Joey Votto, and I this is my final comment for this. I was watching him, and it was like, could this be like Albert Pujols last year for the Cardinals? But he's for the Reds, obviously. I sure hope it is. I really, truly hope it is, Dirtbag Baseball Nation. So thanks for sending in the curtain call questions. We're going to be right back here with our final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbag Nation. Noli, give me your final thought.
Yeah, my final thought this week, number 25 prospect with the Houston Astros, Sean Dubin, my former college teammate, made it up to the show. Congratulations, brother. That is huge for you, man. Obviously, super thrilled over here. I mean, what can you say? Like, that's exactly what it's all about, right? Like, I was his catcher when I was down at Erie Community College. Guy's fortunate enough. I mean, he got blessed with a great arm. Obviously, he's taking it to the next level and now literally up at the major leagues, man. So, Dubs, if you're ever up in Toronto, you got to get me some tickets, man, because I'm coming to watch you. I'm sitting right behind that bullpen, and I'm heckling you the whole game, but I'm going to show my love towards you, brother. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, fantastic final thought, Nolan. And, you know, obviously, just as a parent watching your games or whatever, seemed like just a really good person as well. And so that, you love those stories, man. Especially when you know the guy personally. That's super cool, man. You should be excited about it. And, hey, we wish you the best of luck, Mr. Dubin. Best of luck. So, Dirtbags, thank you so much for being a part of the nation. Thank you so much for being a part of Dirtbag Baseball Talk. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So, wherever you are around this world, watching, playing, being a part of baseball, continue to do what you do. Continue to love it, embrace it, hold each other accountable to be the very best that you can be at all times. If you're looking for Dirtbag merch or the rope trainer, head on over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We've got it all right there for you. It's as simple as that. Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Please subscribe to us on YouTube at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. That's the one that we really want. Please subscribe to us over at Dirtbag Baseball Nation for all our videos to stay up to date with. We'll always try to educate you and empower you and make it a little bit of fun as well. So that's what this is all about. That's what Nolan and I love to do. You have training questions, get in touch with us. DM us. You have questions about sponsorship or advertising on this show or with us, get in touch with us. You have a product you want us to review, get in touch with us. Unfortunately, it is that time, though, Dirtbags. It's that time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.